As small business owners, we have a lot on our plates and certain tasks and projects ruminating in our minds all the time, but lack the time to make progress on getting some of these done. I faced the same challenge until I discovered the magic of what I call the growth hour. Since I started this, my progress has been phenomenal, and I can't wait to share with you about it in this episode. Learn how to front-load your day with important tasks that can skyrocket your business. Let's do this. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I am sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Welcome back, small business owners and CEOs. I'm so glad you're here. This week, I'm so excited to share a new tactic or strategy that I've started using over about the last month or so. And it's been wildly successful for me. And I really, really hope it will be helpful for you as well. So as many of you know, if you've been following me along, in July, I recently hosted the Think Like a CEO bundle. And while that was a great experience and lots of fun, really enjoyed it. There, of course, was some extra work I had to do behind the scenes, right? Hosting a bundle is no joke. And so I wanted to be able to find some dedicated time when I could really work on the pieces that needed to be done in that bundle so I could make sure I had everything ready on time. That involved, you know, reaching out to contributors. It involved testing products that contributors had posted. It involved getting emails ready. It involved getting swipe copy ready and social media posts. And then, of course, the dashboard and, you know, making everything filterable and searchable. And the list goes on. But anyways, not to dwell on that, I wanted to find some dedicated time to be able to make sure that I could complete everything I needed to for the bundle. And so I found that dedicating the first hour of each day that I was working seemed to work for me. So I tried it one day and then I kept doing it because it was successful. So I'd actually set a clock, and that first hour when I first got to my computer, before I opened my emails, before I got into any work, I strictly worked on what needed to be done for the bundle. And since that was so successful, I decided, let me take this a step further and keep this strategy going. But of course, I wasn't working on bundle activities. I was now focusing on revenue generating activities. So what's this tactic, you ask? I call it my growth hour. So in the world of productivity, you've probably heard of this concept before, the Eisenhower Matrix. And if you haven't heard of it, pop into a previous episode on the podcast. I talk about this matrix a lot. But if you have heard me talk about this, bear with me while I try and explain what it's about real quick so that those listening who haven't heard me talk about it have a clue what I'm talking about. So if you have a piece of paper and a pen, that would be wonderful just to be able to sketch out what I'm talking about here. If you don't have that with you, well, then you're going to have to get good at using your imagination. All right, we want to draw a fairly big box on our piece of paper and then split that box into four separate boxes. So you're going to have four boxes on your piece of paper. And starting from the left and going across the top, we're on the first box on top of it, we're going to write urgent. And on top of the second box, going to the right, we're going to write non-urgent. And then on the left-hand side, we're going to write important on that first box. And then moving down to the second box, we're going to write non-important. So important, non-important, urgent, non-urgent, those are two criteria which with we decide what goes into each of those four boxes. Urgent and non-urgent refers to how soon things need to be done. So if something is urgent, it has a deadline within, you know, the next week or two. And if we miss that deadline, we're going to have a negative consequence. So it's not just a deadline that we've made up in our head, but there's actually something negative going to happen. Good example is paying our taxes, right? We have to do that by a certain date, and there are negative consequences if we don't do that by that date. So that's urgent. Important and non-important is relating to whether the task is directly tied to revenue generating. So an important task is directly tied to revenue. Non-important is not directly tied to revenue. All right, so I hope you're with me so far. Okay, got a clear deadline and directly tied to revenue. Now, what we're going to do is inside each of those boxes, we're going to write the four D's. So in the box that's urgent and important, we're going to put do. That should be the box in the top left-hand corner. Do. Moving to the right at the top, we're going to put that box. It's going to say decide. So that's the not urgent and important box. You're going to write the word decide. Moving down underneath do, in the not important and urgent box, we're going to write the word delegate. And then in the last box, under non-urgent and not important, we're going to write the word delete. So those are the four D words: do, decide, delegate, and delete. So now this is how we interpret this. Anything that's in the delete box is a task that is not urgent and not important. Therefore, let's eliminate it. Let's let it go. For real, let's just stop doing it. It's not bringing us revenue. It doesn't have a deadline that has a consequence. Why are we still doing it? So that's the delete box. The do tasks are things that are important and urgent. So those ones we want to be taken care of, right? Those are the tasks that probably we need to do it pretty soon. If it's not now, then certainly within the next day or two, we need to get on that. Delegate, either to a human or automation. These are tasks that are urgent and not important. So they're not revenue generating, but they do have a deadline and they will have a consequence if we don't meet that deadline. So these are things we want to try and delegate as much as we can. So ask yourself, who can do this for you? Again, either a human or an automation. These things need to get done, but not necessarily by you as business owner. And then that last box that we haven't talked about yet is the decide. So these are things that we need to schedule a time to complete these tasks. They're important, but not urgent. Important meaning they're revenue generating, but they don't have a strict deadline. So we want to make sure we're getting to these things. And so I put the word decide so that we can schedule a time to actually get it done. All right, so I hope you're seeing now when you take all the tasks that are on your to-do list and you put each task in one of these boxes, it becomes much more easier to see what do I need to spend my time on? What can I forget about? What should I look at delegating? And what do I need to do right now? Great. So I've been using this matrix for a while. Really, really helpful for me, especially when I feel overwhelmed. Simply take my to-do list and start plunking tasks into each of the four boxes. The issue that I ran into was that tasks that fit into the important but non-urgent category, the decide area, that's where I needed to schedule a time to do it. And the truth is, my friends, it just wasn't happening. I've been making very little progress on the tasks that are in my decide box. And I didn't like it because the tasks in the important and urgent category, they always seem to take my attention first, right? The do things always seem to take my attention. And by the end of the day, I'm tired. I don't want to start digging in to decide. And it gets left for another day and left for another day and left for another week, etc. I'm pretty sure you're nodding your head and listening now because you've been right where I was, having a hard time getting those things done that we knew were revenue generating, but we just weren't getting to them in our day. And so to solve this, like I told you before, this happened with me with the bundle, I started incorporating a growth hour. This involves spending an hour, 60 minutes max, in the morning before. Get that word? Before checking any emails, any notifications, before doing anything in my day. So it was right at the very beginning of my workday, and it was 1 hour to exclusively work on those decide tasks, those important but non-urgent tasks. Those tasks that I knew were revenue generating, but didn't have a strict deadline that I wasn't getting to. So what this meant is that even when I've got client work to do, even when there's a deadline that can't be missed, even when I've got a meeting later on that I need to prepare for, even when, no excuse, I'm not allowed to do anything that's urgent first. Only the tasks that are important in that decide revenue generating bucket are the ones I can work on at the beginning. So anything that has a looming deadline has to be done afterwards. They can't happen unless it's in the decide category. Anything I did during this growth hour was strictly for revenue generating activities. And I tell you, I have made such progress after doing this. So I started it with a bundle just to be able to, you know, finish up those things I needed to do in hosting the bundle. And then I decided, let me keep this going. And so now I'm really focusing on just the things that are in my decide category. And I've made so much progress on an exciting new project that I can't wait to tell you about coming up soon. This 1 hour has made such a difference to me. And if I'm working 5 days that week, that's given me 5 hours to focus on revenue generating tasks. Simple, simple strategy, right? But when you put the discipline and the habit tracking behind it, it makes such a difference. So the trick here is that I'm front loading my days with revenue generating activities, and I'm still allowing for time for those urgent tasks in the rest of the day. I can honestly say that I haven't let anything fall through the cracks. There's no deadline that was missed. There's no client work that didn't get done. I still had time to do the things that needed to get done with that 1 hour of focus at the beginning. Now for me, that 1 hour at the beginning of the day worked perfectly. I'm an early riser. I like to get going when I get up in the morning, and I find that's my best time to focus. But I realize we're all different, and thank goodness that we are. And so if morning isn't the best time for you, maybe you want to choose a time in the afternoon or a time in the evening, whenever your best time to do that deep work is, schedule that 1 hour and make it non-negotiable. So set the clock, 60 minutes. I always set a timer because otherwise I can get off and forget what I'm doing. So set that timer and really focus for that 1 hour on those revenue generating tasks. So I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'd love to know first, are you going to put this growth hour into play? And if you are, do you see the benefit of incorporating this growth hour into your weekly routine? If you do, please let me know. I'd love to know when you start it. And then, of course, I'd love to know how it helped you or didn't help you if you find it doesn't work for you. Either way. So pop on over to the Facebook group, CEO Amplify, and share your thoughts there with me. But for me, implementing this 1 hour growth hour has just been wildly successful, and I'm so excited about it. And I just want to shout it from the rooftops. So thank you for listening today. I'm so glad you're here, and we will carry on next week. Until then, thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.